Dear friend, 15 years ago, you and I could sit over coffee and debate weighty things. No longer. You now limit yourself to a worldview espoused by a few TV and radio commentators and unknown sources on social media. Pulitzer Prize-winning authors and mainstream news are too radical for you these days. You have traded in National Geographic for the National Enquirer. You know, if I had told you 15 years ago that you would be fine, encouraging even, of a wall being constructed around the White House, and the White House lawn turned into a reality TV show set, you would have laughed. If I had told you you would be planning to vote for the same presidential candidate as Rod Blagojevich, but not the same candidate as Jim Edgar, Cindy McCain, Colin Powell, or the Bush family, you would have found that funny. But that's exactly what you are planning to do. If I had told you back then that almost 200,000 Americans would die in less than 6 months of a previously unknown illness, you would have been amazed to find yourself supporting a sitting president who cannot utter one word of condolence to the grieving families. I find myself trying to imagine what you would have said back then if I had told you that you would support a presidential candidate who uses words like loser and sucker to describe American soldiers who have been killed, wounded, or captured. What has changed? Is it you or is it me? Oh, I forgot. We can't talk about that. This is Sarah Bingaman, and that's my perspective.